Section 1. Motorcycle rider licensing. Operating a motorcycle can be safe and fun when you act as a responsible rider. It also requires special skills and a heightened sense of awareness about other road users, traffic, and environmental conditions, and a personal strategy to manage potential problems. Studying this manual will not only help you pass your licensing tests, but it will also help prepare you to become a responsible and safe motorcyclist. Take your time learning how to operate your motorcycle and get plenty of riding experience. Find an experienced and responsible motorcyclist to mentor your learning. This mentoring and riding experience will prepare you for handling today's traffic environment and reduce the potential for a crash. All riders are also encouraged to attend an entry-level rider education course, which provides knowledge and hands-on training before receiving a motorcycle operator's license. How to obtain your motorcycle license or permit. You may obtain a motorcycle license or permit if you meet these requirements: are at least 15 years of age, have any licensed individual listed in SC Code Section 561-100-1-7, give consent if under age 18, are able to submit proof of name, age and address, legal presence if applicable. Your privilege to drive in this state or any other state is not suspended, revoked, disqualified, denied or cancelled. Pass a knowledge test to get a motorcycle permit. Pass a vision test, if applicable. Pass a skills test to upgrade from a permit to a license. The SCDMV will accept a Motorcycle Safety Foundation skills test certificate if you were tested by an SCDMV approved and contracted third-party tester within 30 days of application. If you already have a valid driver's license in a different class, you may attempt to pass the knowledge test and skills test in the same day if you don't want to get a permit first. Types of motorcycle and moped licenses. Motorcycle, Class M. Beginner's permit. A permit is issued for the purpose of learning how to operate a motorcycle or motor-driven cycle on public roads or highways. A permit allows you to operate a motorcycle unaccompanied during daylight hours. While operating a motorcycle during nighttime hours, you must be accompanied by a motorcycle licensed driver 21 years of age or older who has had at least 1 year of driving experience. The accompanying driver be within a safe viewing distance of the permittee when the permittee is operating a motorcycle or a moped. A permit is not a motorcycle license. To obtain a beginner's permit, you must be at least 15 years of age and pass the knowledge test and vision test, if applicable. The permit is valid for a 12-month period. A motorcycle permit cannot be renewed without making a bona fide attempt to pass the motorcycle skills test. If you attempt and fail the motorcycle skills test 3 or more times at an SCDMV branch, you must successfully complete an SCDMV-authorized motorcycle safety course and retake the test as part of the course. You may not test again at any of the SCDMV branch offices. If you are under the age of 18, you must also have a consent for minor form. SCDMV Form 447-CM, signed by any licensed individual listed in SC Code Section 561-100-1-7. If you are 15 or 16 years of age, you must also pass a driver education course before you apply for your motorcycle license. Motorcycle, Class M, License. A Class M driver's license is issued to an individual who can demonstrate ability to operate a motorcycle. It is required for anyone who wants to operate a motorcycle or motorcycle with detachable sidecar on public roadways. With this license, you may also operate a moped or three-wheel motorcycle. Moped, Class G, License. Documents required to obtain a moped license, Class G, are the same as those needed for passenger vehicles, Class D, recreational vehicles and trailers, Class E and F, and motorcycle, Class M. An applicant for a moped operator's license must successfully pass an eye examination and the motorcycle knowledge test of the applicant's ability to read and understand highway traffic signs and knowledge of traffic laws. To prepare for this test, an applicant should read and understand this manual as well as the sign portion of the South Carolina Driver's Manual, which can be accessed online free of charge at www.scdmvonline.com, or it can be purchased in a branch office. A valid moped license, or a higher classification of a license, must be in your possession when operating a moped. Types of motorcycles. When looking at different types of motorcycles, you will see the term CC along with a number: 250cc, 500cc, 750cc. CC is the abbreviation for cubic centimeter, the volume of a three-dimensional substance or the volume of fuel mixed with air that powers motorcycles. A motorcycle with a higher CC engine may weigh more and therefore have more power and be able to move more weight at faster speeds. Two-wheel motorcycles. If you're 15 or older, a Class M motorcycle license allows you to operate any type of motorcycle. This includes two-wheel motorcycle, motorcycle with a sidecar, three-wheel motorcycle. Two-wheel motorcycles with sidecars. If you only want to operate a motorcycle with a sidecar permanently attached, you will need a special S3 restriction with your Class M motorcycle license. With the S3 restriction, you must have a sidecar attached to a two-wheel motorcycle. You cannot operate a two-wheel motorcycle with this restriction. The SCDMV's master examiner will administer the test. Contact an SCDMV branch office to schedule your test with the master examiner. Three-wheel motorcycles. In the state of South Carolina, you are not required to have a motorcycle license to operate a three-wheel motorcycle or an automotive three-wheel vehicle. A three-wheel motorcycle may be operated with any class license except for a Class G moped license. Mopeds. A moped is a cycle with pedals or without pedals and with a motor of not more than 50 cubic centimeters, or designed to have an input exceeding 750 watts and no more than 1500 watts. If an internal combustion engine is used, the power drive system must function directly or automatically without clutching or shifting after the engine is engaged. A moped operated on any public roadway must be registered and licensed with the Department of Motor Vehicles. Moped equipment. 1. Operable pedals if the moped is equipped with pedals. 2. At least one rearview mirror. 3. Operable headlights and running lights. Lights must be on whenever moped is in operation. 4. Brake lights are operable when either brake is used. 5. Driver and passenger must ride upon permanent regular seats and not carry more persons than the moped is designed to carry. The moped operator. To operate a moped on the public highways and streets, you must be at least 15 years of age, and you must have a valid driver's license, motorcycle license, beginner's permit, or a valid moped operator's license. A person is eligible for a moped operator's license without regard to his eligibility for or the status of any other driver's license or permit. He or she must pass the motorcycle knowledge test to be eligible for a moped operator's license. Anyone younger than 16 years of age with a moped operator's license may operate a moped. 1. Alone during daylight hours only, and 2. During nighttime hours when accompanied by a licensed driver 21 years of age or older who has had at least 1 year of driving experience. The accompanying driver must be a passenger or within a safe viewing distance of the operator when the operator is operating a moped. The operator of a moped must have the operating lights turned on at all times while the moped is in operation on the public highways. The department may suspend, revoke, or cancel a moped operator's license only for violations committed while operating a moped. A moped operator's license may be suspended, revoked, or cancelled in the same manner and upon the same grounds for which any other motor vehicle operator's license or permit may be suspended, revoked, or cancelled. Moped safety. You must have headlights and running lights on whenever moped is in operation. Mopeds do not have to undergo an annual inspection, but you should check them before every trip to make sure they are in good operating condition. The law does require that moped operators under 21 years of age wear protective helmets, goggles, or face shield. It would be an intelligent decision on your part to also wear protective clothing. Required motorcycle license tests. Safe riding requires knowledge and skill. Licensing tests are the best measurement of the skills necessary to operate safely in traffic. Assessing your own skills is not enough. People often overestimate their own abilities. It's even harder for friends and relatives to be totally honest about your skills. Licensing exams are designed to be scored more objectively. To earn your license, you must pass a knowledge test and an on-cycle skill test. A vision test may also be applicable. Knowledge test. You will need to pass the knowledge test. Knowledge test questions are based on information, practices, and ideas from this manual. They require that you know and understand road rules and safe riding practices. On-cycle skill test. You will need to pass an on-cycle skill test, which consists of a series of exercises designed to demonstrate your basic skills in operating a motorcycle. The test will be conducted in a controlled, off-street area. Note: this requirement can be met if you successfully complete a rider education course and receive a Motorcycle Safety Foundation Skills Test Certificate indicating that you were tested by an SCDMV approved and contracted third-party tester within 30 days of application. Basic vehicle control and crash avoidance skills are included to determine your ability to handle normal and hazardous traffic situations. You may be tested for your ability to know your motorcycle and your riding limits. Accelerate, brake, and turn safely. See, be seen, and communicate with others. Adjust speed and position to the traffic situation. Stop, turn, and swerve quickly. Make critical decisions and carry them out. Select safe speeds to perform maneuvers. Choose the correct path and stay within boundaries. Complete normal and quick stops. Complete normal and quick turns or swerves. To receive a motorcycle license with full privileges, maneuvers must be performed as designed for single-track, two-wheeled motorcycles. On-cycle skill tests are not designed for sidecars or three-wheeled vehicles. Those vehicles maneuver differently than a two-wheeled motorcycle. A sidecar restriction will be added to a license if the skills test is taken with a detachable sidecar attached to a two-wheel motorcycle. Once you have passed all of the required tests and met all other licensing requirements, you may be issued a motorcycle license. Motorcycle rider training. Professional training for riders prepares you for real-world traffic situations. Several organizations offer beginning, intermediate, or experienced rider training courses. Motorcycle rider training is optional in South Carolina unless you have failed the motorcycle skills test 3 or more times. Road Test Certificate. The South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles, SCDMV, contracts with public and private entities to provide motorcycle tests after you take an approved motorcycle rider training course. The SCDMV will only accept the Motorcycle Safety Foundation Skills Test as a substitute for SCDMV's skills test as long as it is administered by an authorized third-party tester who has entered into a written contract with SCDMV. Visit our website for a list of authorized companies at www.scdmvonline.com. Street legal motorcycle. At minimum, your street legal motorcycle should have at least one, but not more than two, white headlights. At least one red taillight. At least one red brake light. One white license plate light. Amber turn signal lights if the motorcycle was built after 1973. A red reflector on the rear. At least one rearview mirror. One horn. Fenders on all wheels. At least one brake operated by hand or foot. An exhaust system in good working order and in constant operation, which prevents the vehicle from discharging any visible emissions and keeps exhaust noise levels at or below standards set by the Department of Environmental Quality. All lighting must be Department of Transportation, DOT, compliant. Alcohol and the law. Blood alcohol concentration, BAC, is the percentage of alcohol in relation to the amount of blood in your body. If you are operating a motor vehicle with a BAC of 0.05% or higher, you are in violation of the law. However, impairment begins with the first drink. Even under 0.08, you can be impaired and convicted for riding impaired. If you are arrested for drinking and riding, the penalties are severe. Your driver's license and riding privileges may be suspended and you may be or subject to criminal penalties. In SC, if you are 21 or older and have a BAC reading of 0.15% or higher, 0.02% or higher for persons under 21, you can also have your driver's license automatically suspended. South Carolina's zero-tolerance laws make it illegal for anyone under the age of 21 to purchase, possess or consume alcoholic beverages. An alcohol concentration test measures how much alcohol is in your system and is usually determined by a breath, blood or urine test. You are required to take a BAC test if asked by a police officer due to the implied consent laws in your state. Implied consent laws are based on the principle that when you get your driver's license, you have implicitly consented to a lawfully requested test to determine the alcohol content of the blood, breath, urine, or other bodily substance if suspected of impaired riding. You can lose your driving privileges for 6 months if you refuse to take a BAC test. While implied consent laws vary by state, the law applies to the state in which you were arrested, not the state where you got your license. That is, if you have a license in a state without an implied consent law, and you are arrested in a state that does have an implied consent law, you are subject to that state's implied consent laws. If you are found guilty of an alcohol violation and it is your first conviction, you may be fined up to $400, $992 with assessments and surcharges. You could be sentenced from 48 hours to 30 days in jail and your license could be suspended 6 months. For second and subsequent convictions, the penalties are more severe. Drugs and the law. Driving under the influence of drugs is illegal, and it's not only illegal substances that impair riding. Some over-the-counter and prescription medications can impair your riding. Several states have per se drug laws covering specific drugs, whereby having the presence of that drug in your system while riding is a criminal offense. South Carolina's laws. When operating a motorcycle, you are granted all the rights and are subject to all of the duties applicable to the drivers of motor vehicles, except as to special regulations or other provisions of law which by their nature would not apply. Reference the South Carolina Driver's Manual. Specific rules of the road for motorcycles. The following SC laws apply to motorcyclists and should be well known to every motorcycle operator. Under 21 laws. Protective helmet. SC requires motorcycle operators and passengers under 21 years of age to wear approved motorcycle protective helmets at all times while they are riding a motorcycle. The helmet must be equipped with either a neck or chin strap and be reflectorized on both sides. Eye protection. SC requires operators under 21 years of age to wear goggles or a face shield. Operational laws. Do not operate a motorcycle unless it is equipped with a rear-view mirror that will afford you ample vision to the rear at all times. When operating a motorcycle on public streets or highways, you must have the headlights of the motorcycle turned on and the light burning. Only ride a motorcycle while sitting astride, straddle, the seat, facing forward, with one leg on each side of the motorcycle. Do not operate a motorcycle while carrying any package, bundle or other articles which prevent you from keeping both hands on the handlebars. Do not attach yourself or the motorcycle to any other vehicle on a roadway. Passenger carrying laws. Do not carry any person in a position that will interfere with your view or the operation and control of the motorcycle. Do not carry any other person on a motorcycle unless the motorcycle is designed to carry more than one person behind or to the side of the operator. Any motorcycle carrying a passenger other than in a sidecar or enclosed cab must be equipped with footrests for its passenger. A passenger must sit astride, straddle, the seat and be able to reach the footrests with both feet. This does not apply to a passenger riding in a motorcycle sidecar. Lane usage laws. Motorcycles are not to be operated more than two abreast in a single lane. All motorcycles are entitled to full use of a lane, and no motor vehicle is to be driven in such a manner as to deprive any motorcycle of the full use of a lane. This does not apply to motorcycles operated two abreast in a single lane. Do not overtake and pass in the same lane occupied by the vehicle being overtaken. This does not apply to police officers in the performance of their official duties. Do not operate a motorcycle between lanes of traffic, or between adjacent lines or rows of vehicles. This does not apply to police officers in the performance of their official duties. 2-minute law. While operating a motorcycle and approaching an intersection that is controlled by a traffic control device, you may proceed through the intersection on a steady red light only if you come to a full and complete stop at the intersection for 120 seconds, 2 minutes, and you exercise due care as provided by law. Otherwise, treat the traffic control device as a stop sign and determine it is safe to proceed.